The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm back again with Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Father, when one feels one's not worth a pin, it may be time to do one's spiritual exercises. How would you translate that?
Well, cum se quis sentit nihili esse, tunc tempus est ut exercitia spiritualia faciat.
To find light at the end of a tunnel.
Ut lumen in extremo cuniculo reperiat. That you can, all this stuff is easy, that's easy.
So as to change our spiritual lives in a twinkling of an eye.
Ictu oculi, the famous twinkling of an eye. Ut ictu oculi vitam nostram spiritualem mutare possimus.
And give our spiritual lives a bit of spit and polish.
Spit and polish, my lord. Oh, per polire, you'd probably say to just polish. Would vitam nomba? They wouldn't say that. The Romans wouldn't say that. But anyway,
they wouldn't be so vulgar.
No, they wouldn't. They would vitam nostram spiritualem perficiamus. Although spit and polish would be perpoliamus, that we polish off our spiritual lives. But these Cicero wouldn't understand that expression. It's just something else.
At any rate, now I want to speak about something serious, which are spiritual exercises in the Vatican. A practice which began in 1929, the year of the Lateran Pax.
I didn't know that.
With Pius XI, obviously, who admired St. Ignatius. Well, how does one say spiritual exercises?
Well, the exercitia spiritualia. That's
that comes from straight from Latin.
Yes, actually, yes. The first translations of St. Ignatius in Latin had that.
In my Catholic school, we used to say we would go on retreat.
Yeah, retreat is ad recessum. Recessum spiritualem ire. Recessum, to go in the background. That we can say, it's very beautiful. So the fact is, the way I live is in recessu perpetuo. I'm always on some sort of a retreat because, like, I'm all alone in my room. That's a recessu, to be off.
At any rate, the people who live in the Vatican, headed by the Pope, they go on spiritual exercises each year.
He goes on exercises.
The Pope John Paul, goes on spiritual
exercises. Yes, and
exercises,
then they accompany him.
And the papal household accompanies him. That's the correct terminology, the papal household. How does one say papal household?
Well, that's the Domus Pontificia.
The house of the...
The pontifical house.
In 1922, there was an apostolic constitution, Summorum Pontificum. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, so far.
Named, in which St. Ignatius was proclaimed patron of spiritual exercises. You mentioned St. Ignatius tied to spiritual exercises, no?
Yes.
In fact, many of the preachers of these retreats in the papal household were Jesuits.
Yes, and that's the terminology came down from that. I'd like to know, you don't know any of the next words of Summorum Pontificum.
No.
But my students would go crazy over that kind of a beginning of a pontifical document of the Roman pontiffs. And of course, in Latin, you don't know what's happening.
Why?
Well, because you don't know how the sentence is going to end. The will of the Roman pontiffs, the custom of the Roman pontiffs, but there's the... The document begins with Summorum Pontificum. We love that kind of stuff.
In other words, you understand the meaning, you have to read the whole sentence.
Well, certainly. You ask my students, they'll club you on the head if you don't give them that answer.
How do you say club you on the head in Latin?
Te verberabunt in capite.
At any rate, the... the retreats, the spiritual exercises in the Vatican were frequent but not annual until basically 1929, when there was an encyclical, Mens Nostra, which focused on spiritual exercises, right?
There was Mens Nostra. There's another beautiful one.
Tell me, the Mens
Nostra. Our mind, our mentality, our thought. Our thought, Mens Nostra.
Just in two words.
And
the people who take part in the spiritual exercises, they don't speak Latin, do they?
No.
It takes place in Italian.
Yes, well, many of them could or would or should. They should be able, but they...
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.